Hi, my name is Mary Bart, Chair of Caregiving Matters. We are producing a series of podcasts, which are taped telephone interviews with local community organizations that offer resources for family caregivers. Today, our guest is Christina Bizanz, and she is the CEO of CHATS. Welcome, Christina.
Thank you, Mary.
Well, thank you for joining our project. I do have a series of questions for you. And so my first one is, could you tell us about CHATS?
CHATS, Community and Home Assistance to Seniors, is the largest provider of in-home and community services in York Region and South Simcoe to over 7,700 seniors in our community. Our mission is to support the health and wellness of seniors through the delivery of a continuum of geared-to-income community support services that includes things such as respite care, home care, home adaptation and maintenance, transportation, adult day services, assisted living, meals on wheels, telephone reassurance, and of course, caregiver education. We do this through the strong experience and knowledge of about 300 and some staff who are mostly frontline workers, supported by our board of directors, committees, and the lifeblood of our organization, which is our more than 500 volunteers. CHATS embraces professional best practices with caring and compassionate dedication, which is, in our view, a unique combination that ultimately benefits our clients, our community partners, and the community overall. We are a charitable organization, and so we depend on the generosity of our donors and our communities. The funds that we receive are used to enhance and develop our services for seniors and programs to enrich the health and wellness of our clients and their family caregivers. We're partially funded by the Central Local Health Integration Network and the Ontario Ministry of Health and Long-Term Care, as well as United Way of Toronto and York Region. But the demands for our services is increasing so rapidly that our programs necessitate additional funding.
Well, thank you for that. And I know firsthand the wonderful work that you do and the testimonials that I hear from seniors and family caregivers on what wonderful work and support you offer them. Could you please describe some of the programs you have for family caregivers?
You know, I did say that our mission is to help our clients be able to live safely and independently in their own homes as long as possible. And we know that a key ability to help seniors stay in their own homes often is dependent on whether or not they have support from a family member. But as we know, sometimes that support can provide all kinds of stress and demand on the family caregiver to help their loved one stay at home. And that's why CHATS offers a variety of programs and services that are geared specifically towards supporting the family caregiver. And so that includes services such as personal consultations, support groups that are facilitated by our professional caregiver education counselors, as workshops with regulators. CHATS Caregiver Support Group is a great way for family caregivers in York Region and South Simcoe to come together and share stories and experiences with other individuals who understand and can relate to those challenges that caregivers today. So, for example, Mary, our discussions include self-care, caregiver stress, healthy eating and exercise, the benefits of music and visual arts for caregivers and seniors. We'll talk about dementia and responsive behaviors that are associated with dementia. Many of our group members who have expressed their gratitude for the support groups say that they're not comfortable sometimes speaking to their friends because they're not caregivers. They feel that they, you know, won't understand what they're going through and about caregiver stress. So our programs offer them that safe environment, people who understand and can really be supportive to one another. Our caregiver education counselors also schedule workshops for caregivers outside of the support groups. So that might include things such as yoga and art classes as an opportunity for the family caregivers to engage in self-care activities that contributes to their own overall well-being. What's especially great about these workshops is that they're open to all caregivers within our catchment area, whether or not the family member who is the care recipient resides here or not. So the family caregiver doesn't have to have their loved one as a CHATS client in order for them to participate in the CHATS activities. And then in addition to our support groups, our caregiver education counselors also regularly meet with clients on a one-to-one basis to provide supportive counseling. We find that many of caregivers can't take the time out of their schedule, for example, to attend the support groups, or they simply prefer to share their experiences outside of the group setting. So in either case, our counselors will work to maintain contact with these caregivers through telephone, email, face-to-face visits, and connect them to any other supports or agencies that they may benefit from. Our counselors are always looking for opportunities to provide education and share important information to the caregiver community at large. They host a number of seminars and presentations throughout the year, many of which are open to the public, so that any caregiver may attend, even if the individual they're supporting is not a CHAPS client, as I said. The presentations cover a variety of topics, including retirement and estate planning, navigating the healthcare system, dementia, and brain health, just to name a few topics.
That's wonderful. And the combination that I think makes you unique is you have the professional social workers who are there to add guidance, and yet your support groups are a wonderful forum for peer support. So congratulations on merging those two into programs for family caregivers. My next question for you is, what makes your program special and valued by family caregivers?
Well, we like to think that the CHATS caregiver support and education programs are special to family caregivers because they really do emphasize the importance of putting the caregiver first. As we know, many caregivers tend to find it challenging to put themselves first. Between caregiving, family, and possible work responsibilities, it's not uncommon for caregivers to feel unable or guilty about doing something for themselves. And that's what our programs provide family caregivers. It, as I said, it gives them a safe environment that they can feel comfortable in, surrounded by individuals who are able to understand what they're going through, empathize with what they are experiencing and feeling. CHAPS caregiver education team is very flexible. They're always willing to meet outside of the prearranged locations and times to accommodate the caregiver's schedule and comfort level. The meeting may include coffee, breakfast, other social activities, which can provide a different, less formalized setting in which group members may connect with each other or one-on-one with the counselor. Our caregiver support and education programs are always current, as our team is constantly working to increase their own knowledge through workshops and education opportunities pertaining to caregiver stress and caregiver support. They then take what they've learned and share the latest news with our caregiver clients.
And my final question for you is, how can people learn more about CHATS and get involved with your programs for both seniors and caregivers?
Well, we at CHATS certainly encourage people to check out our website at www.chats.on.ca. Here you'll find a description of all of our programs and services, a calendar showing our upcoming caregiver and fundraising events, as well as a current list of our volunteer and career opportunities. You can also send us an email to seniorshelp, all one word, at chats.on.ca, or call 1-877-452-4287.
Well, thank you for that. And I must tell you, Christina, I think you are a wonderful CEO and leader of this wonderful organization called CHATS. So I thank you for joining our project.
Thank you, Mary. And likewise, I think Caregiving Matters is providing information and resources that are extremely timely and in critical need for family caregivers who do so much to enable people to be able to live safely and independently and with dignity in their own homes.
Thank you and goodbye.